Evolutionists looking for imaginary half-ape, half-human fossils did not regard backing their theory up with fake fossils alone as at all adequate. They also imagined that they might be able to find living specimens of the evidence they needed in various parts of the world. The result of the frantic endeavors evolutionists made in order to find living proof of evolution once more unmasked the fanatical devotion they felt for their theory. Evolutionists would stop at nothing in order to find evidence, but their next move was to be far more barbaric than those that had gone before. The barbarity committed by an evolutionist researcher by the name of Samuel Werner in 1904 came about as the result of his search for living evidence in the Congo. Werner captured an African pygmy known as Ota Benga, a married man and father of two children, whom he depicted as evidence that human beings had evolved from apes. Despite being a human being, Ota Benga was chained like an animal, kept in a cage, and taken to America. On his arrival in America, Ota Benga was put on display in a cage with various species of ape at the St. Louis World Fair. Ota Benga, depicted as if the closest intermediate form to man, was transferred to the Bronx Zoo in New York 2 years later. There, he was put on display as the so-called ancestor of man alongside a gorilla called Dinah and an orangutan known as Duhang. Evolutionist publications immediately began carrying articles about Ota Benga. Thousands of people flooded to the zoo to catch sight of Ota Benga, who was treated savagely just like an ordinary animal. The director of the zoo, the evolutionist Dr. William T. Hornaday, made a number of speeches describing his pride at having a supposed intermediate form in his zoo. Ota Benga eventually killed himself. This event is significant in revealing the irrational and unconscionable practices that Darwinists might resort to in order to pursue the lie of evolution.